From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hurricane Floyd batters the Bahamas. Florida police try to clear the streets and the beaches as Floyd heads there. And the loss-making Liat is told to cut back on staff and recruit new managers. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Hurricane Floyd has caused extensive damage to the islands of the Bahamas and is poised to wreak havoc in Florida. Floyd flattened trees and telephone lines and ripped the roofs off of houses. Damage is reported to be more severe in the northeastern Bahamas islands, Eleuthera in particular. A few hours ago, I spoke with a reporter, Tim Eckert, who is just outside the capital, Nassau, on New Providence Island, and I asked him about the extent of the damage.
Well, nobody's allowed to go out on the streets as yet, but we've experienced winds of in excess of 100 miles an hour. The Bahamian Broadcasting have been warning people to keep off the streets. Looking out from where I am, the roads around here are pretty much impassable, and there's so much flying debris going through the air that it would be very unwise to venture out. The police say, and they had the Commissioner of Police on the radio, they say that the police are able to get out and about to provide emergency services, and they say that the electricity company have been removing tree stumps and that kind of thing from the roads, but there are confused reports.